I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's morning news. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
New rule on the vaping industry take effect today in Utah. Meanwhile, we're learning more about illegally spiked vape products that made dozens of people in Utah sick.
The vaping industry. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more on the spiked vapes and a criminal case in California. Mary?
Amanda, it was an e-cigarette company founded by Janelle Thompson to let people vape cannabis extract. They even landed in awards show gift bags in L.A. Then YOLO, spiked with synthetic marijuana or spice, began being sold around Salt Lake City. And more than 50 people here had been poisoned by the time the outbreak ended early last year. 40 people in North Carolina as well. The trail went cold until a former bookkeeper for that California company tipped off the Utah Poison Control Center. Thompson now faces up to 40 years in prison. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, some new rules for the vaping industry going into effect today in Utah. Vape shops have to post health warning signs beginning today, and only businesses with special licenses will be able to sell flavored vaping juices. The Utah Department of Health wanted the new rules to start earlier this month, but the deadline was pushed back to today so business owners could have time to comply.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is being expanded. Drop-off locations across the country will accept vaping devices and cartridges. This Minnesota sheriff says if you have any doubt, drop it off.
Anything you find in your house that you're worried about, take it to our locations on Saturday.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is set for this Saturday nationwide.
Times are a little tougher these days for Utah payday lenders. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the numbers. John?
Tim, stores are closing up shop, and those still in business are charging sky-high interest rates. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, one in four payday shops in the state have closed in the past 3 years. The industry says their misfortune is a result of the state's forward momentum. They say with Utah's strong economy, simply fewer people need payday loans. In terms of interest rates, the remaining shops have an average annual interest rate above 520%, and the highest rate charged last year was over 2,600%. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, starting out cool this morning after the cold front that blew through over the weekend.
Winter storm over the weekend delivered plenty of snow, especially in the high elevations. Great numbers here for the resort snowbird, a foot and a half of snow. And it was a foot at Alta, so this was really great news here. Got a lot of snow out of that storm system in the high elevations. And, of course, we had a taste of snow even here in the valleys.
Grant says a lighter storm today brings a few scattered showers to the Wasatch Front, and there's another little storm shaping up for the middle part of the week.
Utah Valley University has suspended a basketball player while a sexual assault investigation continues. 20-year-old Zachary Mogbo is accused of holding a woman against her will in a bathroom at a party and punching a man who tried to confront him. UVU says Mogbo was or has been suspended pending the outcome of the investigation.
We're now hearing the 911 tapes from last week's rescue involving a highway patrol trooper pulling a driver to safety just seconds before a front runner train smashed the man's car.
Through the emergency strip, up through the fence and on to the train track, it appears.
That's one surprise commuter calling 911 to report a crash between Pages and Parish Lanes off of I-15. In an instant, a UHP trooper rushed to the crash site to rescue the driver as the train blared its horn, smashing into the car seconds later. Luckily, that driver was not injured, but was unconscious from some sort of medical emergency prior to the crash. Another caller assured the operator that he was not involved in the crash, but was only a passerby. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Mail-in voting has already begun for the Salt Lake City mayoral election. And if you haven't decided yet, a debate is happening today at noon between Aaron Mendenhall and Luz Escamilla. We will broadcast it live as it's taking place right here at KSL Broadcast House. The Pioneer Park Coalition and the Other Side Academy are hosting the debate.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. And back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, Amanda, delays on I-15 from Bangor Highway to 106 South, starting to thin a little bit. An earlier crash on southbound I-15 in Layton still having an effect on drivers between Hillfield Road and Kaysville. Then it does thin out as you go further down into Farmington. Haven't seen the wet roads cause any big delays on I-80 through Parley's Canyon, but it is snowing a little bit up there, so prepare yourself for that as you drive through the canyons. No delays so far out of Tooele. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
U.S. troops are not coming home after all. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, the U.S. troops withdrawing from northern Syria are not heading home, as President Trump said. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're being redeployed in Iraq.
To help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
Residents of northern Syria pelted U.S. troops with potatoes as they left today. A Bradley fighting vehicle rolled into the water at Fort Stewart, Georgia, leaving three soldiers dead. ABC's Stephanie Ramos says the Sunday morning accident happened during training.
Another three soldiers, also in the Bradley, were injured and evacuated.
The soldiers are part of the 1st Armored Brigade combat team. The oldest brother of Speaker Nancy Pelosi has died. Thomas D'Alessandro III was 90 and a former mayor of Baltimore. Their father also held that post in Pelosi's hometown. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will try to force an up or down vote in Parliament today on his Brexit deal with the European Union. This follows a weekend vote to further delay the exit. Parliament member John McDonnell thinks now's the time to leave.
I think the rest of the EU have probably given up on us. They're getting a bit cross. So you might as well leave in good company.
The EU agreed on an exit agreement last week. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Missionaries for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are safe in Santiago, Chile, following a weekend of violence. KSL TV's Tanya Dean has more.
There are many missionaries serving in Chile, but from what we understand, they have all been accounted for. I spoke with a family whose son is living in Santiago. He was able to get word back to his mom that he's safe. Nicole Coombs hasn't been able to speak with her son directly yet, but she did hear from church members.
The unrest in Chile was reportedly sparked by a rise in the cost of subway tickets. Buildings were set on fire. There was mass looting reported, and three people were found dead in a supermarket.
Protests are planned at the Florida State Capitol this week over former sheriff who's trying to get his job back. Scott Israel was suspended for his response to the mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School last year. Parents who lost children in the shooting are vowing to speak during the public testimony portion of the state Senate special session on Israel.
You would like to think that he would have done his job better after February 14th and losing 17 people in this county, but he didn't.
The sheriff has said he was suspended for political reasons.
More than 300,000 public school students in Chicago are getting another day off as contract talks continue between the teachers' union and the nation's third largest school district. The work stoppage began on Thursday. The Chicago Teachers' Union, which has 25,000 members, is demanding smaller class sizes and more resources for schools in the negotiations.
A huge crowd is expected this week at the funeral for Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last week at the age of 68.
Let's honor the man who served us so well.
At the regular Sunday service at New Psalmist Baptist Church in Baltimore, Maryland, Bishop Walter Thomas explained that the funeral for Elijah Cummings will be held there this week, Friday morning.
What a moment that will be.
He expects an overflow crowd at the 4,000-seat sanctuary.
People are coming from everywhere.
Cummings will also be honored in Washington. On Thursday, he will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building. Nick Iannelli, ABC News.
KSL News Time 709. Triple Team Traffic is back, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Let's get the latest now from Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the vehicle fire appears to be cleaned up southbound I-15 going down between 72nd and 90th South. And northbound 15 delays are pretty concentrated in the stretch between Bangor Highway and 114th South. Traffic on 215 starting to fill in a little bit as you get on at Redwood and head north on the West Belt. Bangor delays not as bad as usual. Looks like that 6200 South diversion has increased traffic a lot along 40th West going up towards 54th South and all the way up towards 47th South as well, Eric.
Well, you have precipitation as an issue in Parley's Canyon right now, and you do have some slowdowns for eastbound traffic from East Canyon up to about a half mile before you get to Parley's Summit. Just be careful going through that stretch because of the wet roads. I-15 in Utah County northbound from Spanish Fork to Lehigh. That looks good. Heather?
We also have wet roads through northern Utah, and mostly in Box Elder in the northern part of Weber County, but a few portions of Davis County will also see a few rain showers. And then southbound I-15 stop and go, pretty typical right now from Layton Parkway into Farmington, with traffic getting pretty heavy now moving into downtown Salt Lake. Performance Ford Lincoln and Bountiful, downright scary deals on Escape and F-150 in October. They'll put a smile on your face. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, and Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
A few scattered rain showers perhaps early on in the day at 7, temperatures with clouds about 41 degrees, 49, mostly cloudy skies at noon, then it warms up a little bit, 54 at 4 with mostly sunny skies, and then clear skies at 7, 47 degrees. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're going to be flirting with the freezing mark tomorrow at this time, but right now it's 44 downtown.
We had tornadoes in the middle part of the country. They're the southern portion of Tornado Alley. A report from Jim Ryan coming up in a few minutes here on KSL News Radio.
Not all airlines, it turns out, are equal when it comes to accommodating families.
Flying with your family? A new survey says you'll get the most for your money if you're on JetBlue.
They offer bigger than average economy seats. They have the built-in entertainment on all of their planes. It's free. Snack basket's free. They let families pull miles.
Summer Hall with the website The Points Guy says those perks can result in more savings than cut-rate fares on some economy carriers.
You're comparing that to, say, a ticket that doesn't include anything except the base fare, and you multiply out by a family, then you've got different situations.
Southwest Airlines was a close second in the survey. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
An Australian airline has completed the first nonstop commercial flight from New York to Sydney, clocking in at 19 hours and 16 minutes. And Tim's thinking, I don't know if I can think of that.
Yeah.
Qantas used a Boeing 787 Dreamliner for what became the world's longest nonstop passenger flight. It's not a regular flight, though. The head pilot says it was a special flight to assess the effects of ultra-long-term flights on crew fatigue and passenger jet lag. 49 people took the flight. I wonder, like, does the crew sleep during that time? Or do
Yeah, they do. They take turns, but... I'll tell you what was surprising to me. The pilot said we had a comfortable 17 minutes worth of fuel left, and that's with only 49 people on board.
Wow.
Eventually, they're going to have to carry probably 250 or 300 people at a time.
A comfortable 17 minutes. So if they steered off course at all.
Or if you had to circle the airport a couple of times. Yeah, that scares me. All right, it's called the Cosmic Crisp, and it will debut on December 1st. Cosmic Crisp, by the way, not a video game, a superhero, or a new TV series. It's a new type of apple. No, it's not a new iPhone or a new iPad. It's an actual edible apple. The Cosmic Crisp is the first apple ever bred in the state of Washington, where the majority of U.S. apples are grown. Growers have planted 12 million Cosmic Crisp trees, which earned their name for producing apples with bright yellowish dots on its skin, making them look like distant stars.
The hype around a new movie has some longtime New Yorkers checking out a street for a special photo op. People are visiting the staircase featured in a scene in Joker, where Joaquin Phoenix in full costume dances down the stairs.
I live in New York for a long time, but, you know, this was something different.
I never would have known that he would live was a New Yorker. Never. That just The Joker staircase is in the Bronx. As you can imagine, some neighbors are upset that the previously unnoticed staircase between two high-rise buildings is now an Instagram-fueled destination for movie fans.
I know you and I decided it wasn't in our wheelhouse to go see this movie, but my son saw it over the weekend. Said it was amazing.
Did he?
All right, sports trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report. The World Series set to begin tomorrow night. The Washington Nationals are looking for their first World Series win, while the Astros of Houston are looking for their second title in 3 years.
The Utah Utes now ranked 12th in the AP and coaches' polls after their win against Arizona State Saturday night. No game for the BYU Cougars after their big upset win against Boise State.
And the Utah Jazz are set to open their season Wednesday night at Vivint Arena. Donovan Mitchell spent time this weekend opening his new store at City Creek Center called Stance X. Donovan Mitchell.
Who knew? Senator Romney has a Twitter burner account.
And he admitted to it.
Pierre Delecto.
Senator Mitt Romney going by another name on Twitter. It's huge national news. More on why he's doing it.
Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time 714. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an outbreak of illnesses connecting to vaping last year has now been traced to a California woman who pioneered CBD products. These vapes were spiked. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, as President Trump drops plans to host next year's G7 summit at his South Florida golf club, we're learning that two Utah ski resorts were rejected because of concerns over the high altitude.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on the roads this morning, you might find some wet ones on the way in. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
And we also have an accident. This is I-80 eastbound right near State Street. Doesn't appear to be slowing traffic down significantly, but you do have typical rush hour delays on I-15 both directions trying to get into Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there. A few rain showers this morning in 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Word of a settlement this morning just before opening statements in the first federal trial connected to the opioid crisis. Three companies, some of the country's largest distributors of drugs, a drug maker, all reportedly reaching a settlement in the case brought by two counties in Ohio. It's unclear if the final defendant, the pharmacy Walgreens, is also involved. American troops pulling out of Syria today, meeting anger in the streets from the Kurds.
We had no obligation, if you will, to defend the Kurds against a longstanding NATO ally.
They are withdrawing there with a ceasefire worked out by Vice President Mike Pence between the Turks and the Kurds. It's set to expire later today. That was Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying that as the sound of the Kurds pelting potatoes at U.S. vehicles. Investigators in Georgia are trying to figure out what caused a Bradley fighting vehicle to crash, killing three soldiers and leaving three more hurt. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has more from Fort Stewart.
All six soldiers are part of the 1st Armored Brigade combat team, and investigators will likely be looking at fatigue, the terrain, and the vehicle itself as possible factors into this deadly accident.
Chicago's public school teachers on strike again today. Classes once again called off. In Great Britain, Parliament Speaker is expected to announce this morning whether a yes or no vote on the new Brexit deal can be held in Parliament. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Strong storms swept across North Texas last night, damaging buildings and leaving at least a half a dozen people injured.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joined us this morning from Dallas with an update.
Miraculously, only half a dozen people were hurt, and it's thought that none of those injuries were serious, Amanda, considering how densely populated Northwest Dallas is, the epicenter of this storm damage. It's really remarkable that only that many injuries. And the damage across here will be extensive. The sun comes up in about an hour and a quarter right now, and we should get a better assessment. But whole neighborhood stretches of this part of the city are dark. This line of thunderstorms, severe weather stretching from the southwest to the northeast, a line that moved to the east overnight from here all the way up into Missouri and over into Arkansas, was well-defined and very fast-moving, about 50 miles per hour. And yes, it spun off tornadoes, at least one tornado here in the Dallas area, perhaps more than that, Amanda.
Yeah, that power outage you were talking about, they said, I don't know if it's still the case, but about 60,000 customers affected in the Dallas area?
No, it's 160,000.
Oh, wow.
Homes and businesses here. And the totals across three or four states are approaching a million at this point. And this neighborhood where I am right now, a little to the north of Dallas Love Field in northwest Dallas, is completely dark. Even the power, the traffic lights are out at the foot of one of the freeways. So a dangerous situation. I see power lines lying across this street and tree damage, one tree that fell down into a building. So homes, businesses are affected by this, and the whole morning rush hour will be too, Tim.
Interesting that he said, of course, they experienced a lot of tornadoes in that part of the country, but not at this time of year.
Yeah. They at least had a warning of this when, and you know, anytime these things move through at night, you really don't know what kind of damage you have until the sun comes up the next morning.
Right. And when they do warn, it's hard to see it coming. So you have to take, everyone has to take precautions. Yeah, these nocturnal tornadoes are the scariest ones, I would imagine, for people in that area.
There's a photo of, I believe it's a son and might be a husband and wife or a father and, or excuse me, a son and a mother who are just down on their hands and knees because their church was totally destroyed by that storm as it moved through there. And some of the audio we've had this morning is downright frightening.
Yeah.
People screaming that when they finally realized this was a tornado that was moving through and you can't see it coming at night. That's the in-depth for you this morning at 15 and 45.
719 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And we start with you, Andy.
We've got some stop-and-go I-15 going from Bangor Highway up through 114th South and then a little bit in South Salt Lake itself as you go through the I-80-201 interchange. 5600 West delays have gotten worse near 3500 South, although not sure why. 5400 and 4700 South both really slow between 48th West and Bangor Highway right now. Eric?
I-80 into the mountains. You got some slick spots up near Parley Summit. Some snow still falling up there, so be careful. If you're westbound on I-80, we had a report of a crash right near the State Street exit. That may not be there anymore, but in case it is, just be careful. Look over to your right. That's where it should be. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound. No problems there. Heather?
A lot of delay now on U.S. 89 southbound between Antelope Drive and Oak Hills Drive. You're also slow and go in the typical places between Layton Parkway and the USA 9 split in Farmington. No problems yet on Legacy Parkway or I-215 getting to the airport. Visit your neighborhood Batteries Plus Bulbs Plus Phone Repair to get the know-how you need right now. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The 7-day forecast gets us back into what looks like a spectacular weekend.
A lot of clouds, a few scattered rain showers, mainly early on in the morning. High temperatures topping out about 54. We'll get sunshine tomorrow in 60, and then more clouds on Wednesday, 58, with a slight chance of rain showers. 52 on Thursday, mostly sunny. It'll warm up by the end of the week. 59 Friday, lots of sun. Great looking Saturday, we're up to 65, mostly sunny skies, and then 56. Lots of sunshine on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let me see, it's a 43 degrees. Boy, people are just freaking out about Senator Mitt Romney having this incognito Twitter account, aren't
Twitter
they?
Account.
It's like
it's headlines everywhere.
It's headlines everywhere. And you can understand why he would, because if he wants to follow family or anyone else, immediately people will know that's his daughter, that's his niece, that's whatever, because they'll put it, whoever he follows will then be followed by national media everywhere.
The interesting part of this story to me, after he admitted it, I guess, or it came up in a conversation online somewhere, is how they did the snooping here to figure out which Twitter account it actually was. They started going to all of the family members and then backtracking their way through and finally found a common thread.
And what's frustrating is that, you know, when politicians have had these sort of lurker accounts under fake names, it's often been for nefarious purposes. It's often been for something negative, as opposed to just wanting to follow people and not be the former presidential nominee,
right,
you know, who everything he does garners so much attention.
Yeah.
If you just want to do something and not have garner attention, you use a fake name.
Well, he's obviously getting a lot of attention for it this morning,
right,
making headlines on every network. KSL News Time now 7:22. That means it's time to check in with Chris Redgrave. She's back for Zions Bank, speaking on business.
Kenny McFarland comes from six generations of farmers, and he's watched his industry dramatically change. As consumers, we want to connect with local food producers and teach our children where our food comes from. This has led to a growing interest in supporting farm stands, harvest festivals, and agrotourism like McFarland Family Farms. There's nothing better than for your kids to visit a Utah family farm and have them pick out their own pumpkin from the field where it has grown. McFarland Family Farms at 5200 West, 1150 South in Ogden has Max Pumpkin Patch. There's a multiple variety of pumpkins, and Kenny says their heirloom pumpkins are especially popular. There's many color variations and shapes and sizes to choose from, in addition to seasonal decor like gourds, corn stalks, and straw bales. Check out this 150-year-old family farm to find your perfect pumpkin. Celebrate the harvest and fresh produce from now until Halloween. McFarland Family Farms is also known for their thriving veggie stand business with 6 locations in 2 counties where they sell their sweet corn and onions and winter squash and other produce. This wholesale market is vibrant, which is a focus for Kenny as they sell some of their produce and pumpkins at local grocery stores. Find them on Facebook or at McFarlandFamilyFarms.com. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave. Speaking on business.
Want to accelerate your business in an amazing way? Then get the Amazing Business Credit Card from Zions Bank. You'll earn $1,000 cash or 100,000 points when you spend $7,500 in the first 90 days. It's just one more way Zions Bank makes everyday spending a lot more rewarding. For business rewards that add up fast, Zions Bank is for you. Learn more at zionsbank.com/businesscard. Limited time offer is subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Our doctors, there for us, providing the care we need when we need it most. During some of our toughest days and our most trying moments, they're on the front lines, saving lives, saving us. But big insurance companies are putting our doctors and our care in jeopardy by pushing a scheme called government rate setting that would put insurance companies in charge, meaning fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, and fewer healthcare options for us all. Thankfully, there's a better solution to surprise medical billing based on small government principles. It's called IDR, or Independent Dispute Resolution, and allows an independent third party to settle surprise billing disputes instead of government bureaucrats and the insurance companies. So call Congress at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting for patients and working with physicians on IDR, the smart, small government solution to surprise billing. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Well, it's decision day in Canada. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, today is a national election day in Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau facing a tough challenge from Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer. He said of Mr. Trudeau during debate,
Mr. Trudeau, you are a phony and you are a fraud and you do not deserve to govern this country.
Well, former President Barack Obama endorses Trudeau, but Scheer says, quote, I've got millions of Canadians behind me. I'm not very interested in what a former foreign leader is saying. If elected prime minister, Scheer says he would give up his U.S. citizenship. Yes, his father's an American, and he too is because of that, although having always lived in Canada. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Walmart is pulling Great Value brand frozen sausage patties off their shelves because of possible salmonella contamination. The recall covers more than 6,000 pounds of ready-to-eat pork and turkey sausage patties.
KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's BuyRelax Auto Loans. Toyota has set aside billions over the past 3 years for research and development. It's part of a plan for the automaker because they're about to put in place and make a move into battery-powered vehicles.
SeaWorld and Sesame Workshop plan to open a Sesame Place Park at the San Diego SeaWorld location. The two groups opened a similar attraction at the Orlando SeaWorld earlier this year.
All right, let's see how the markets are doing just ahead of the opening bell. The Dow futures, let me just refresh because that looks like the same number I had last time. Nope, still 44 points to the green. The S&P is up 12, the NASDAQ up 37.
We've got some problems in the morning commute, and we'll update everything in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Was your home built before 1999? Mine was. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and the average home in America was actually built in the 1970s, which means the National Electrical Code has been updated 14 times to include safer electrical standards since it was built. The National Fire Protection Agency studies how electricity contributes to fires, injuries, and deaths, and then tries to engineer safer installations to prevent those. Codes are updated every 3 years and are meant to make your home safer. Updates include things like smoke detectors, ground fault protection, and much more. If you're a homeowner and you want to know the condition of your electrical system, Any Hour Services has put together a special that we only advertise on the radio. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive inspection of your electrical system and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention that you heard this ad on the radio when you call. To take advantage of this comprehensive electrical inspection by a licensed electrician for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
A lot of great things are happening on KSL this fall, namely more news with a new host, Tim Hughes, breaking stories all morning with Amanda Dixon.
more news, like big-time interviews and insights with David Dujanovic from 9 till noon. More news to make you think, like Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News when you drive home. More news break-ins, more talk about news, more news streaming live to your KSL News Radio app. More news at the very moment it's needed most. More news on the station you've always depended on, Utah's news station, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Looks like Doug and Steve will take the movie show road tour to Minky Couture this Friday in Layton from 9 to noon. Tune in to hear special offers and discounts. Minky Couture, the best gift ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com. 729 Triple Team Traffic is back. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we've got a crash at 7th East, about 80th South. We've got a crash on 5400 South at about 40th West over in Kearns. That one's causing quite a bit of delay and diverted traffic as you try to get to Bangor Highway. We've also got slowdowns I-15 between about the Bluffdale exit now and 106 South. Plus slowdowns on the 201 freeway in Magna, approaching 7200 West. Eric?
Still have some wet roads out in Parley Summit on I-80, so be careful, particularly between East Canyon and the summit itself. If heading north off of I-80 on Foothill Drive, you're starting to see it bunch up just a little bit just after you leave the freeway or the 215 East Belt. I-15 Utah County looks good. No problems there, but Redwood Road starting to slow up heading to 2100 North. Heather?
Well, we've got a crash south. Found I-15 about half a mile or so before the Parish Lane exit in Centerville. And right now you have a car on the right shoulder. You also have UHP blocking several left lanes, trying to get some of these other cars on the left side of the freeway out of traffic. But that has caused a backup all the way into Layton Parkway, and it's stopped right now most of the freeway. So that's going to take you a good 10 or 15 extra minutes to get into downtown Salt Lake. Visit the Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. For more information and discount tickets, go to snowwest.com/Utah. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and possibility of rain or snow today. Back to you, Grant.
Weak storm system is passing through, just bringing basically a lot of clouds along the Wasatch Front this morning. A few scattered rain showers perhaps early in the day, and then some clearing later. Again, 54 the high. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warms up 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 7:30.
44 degrees.
Crash blocking some lanes on southbound 15 in Centerville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
President Trump has withdrawn his South Florida Golf Club as host next year for a meeting of world leaders. Meanwhile, we're learning two Utah locations were under consideration.
G7 Summit location. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage with more on why Park City was rejected. John?
Amanda, the G7 summit is not coming to Utah because of concerns about the altitude. White House leaders say the snubbed Utah location or locations were believed to be around Park City and that they presented a possible health concern for visitors and may have required oxygen to be brought in. Utah leaders, though, have fired back at that notion, insisting that health problems are few and far between and that oxygen canisters are available at most resorts for as little as $12. Trump National Doral Golf Resort in Miami had been under consideration to host the event, which is in June of 2020, but now the search is back on to find a new location. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The G7 Summit location. Sean Michael Lyle has more on that and the rest of our top national stories live now at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump relented to that criticism, saying he will not host next June's G7 Summit at his resort in Miami, tweeting, "Camp David may be used instead." Hawaii's also being considered, reportedly. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the conflict should have been obvious.
He never should have proposed Doral to begin with.
But Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the controversy surprised the president.
He wanted to put on the absolute best show, the best visit that he possibly could, and he was very comfortable doing that Doral.
Mr. Trump says he was willing to host the event at cost or even for free. Well, Turkey is giving Kurdish forces until tomorrow to leave northern Syria or possibly face attack as a ceasefire is about to expire. Kurds have already left a disputed border town. Secretary of State Pompeo tells ABC the ceasefire he and Vice President Pence negotiated has been a success.
We achieved the outcome that President Trump sent us to achieve.
But Senator Bob Menendez continues to criticize the withdrawal of American troops at the Syrian-Turkish border.
The president unleashed this disaster, and I think that there's going to be a real threat to the Kurds of ethnic cleansing.
Syrians threw potatoes at American troops as they left today, heading to be deployed in Iraq, believing that they are being abandoned. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he has a fake Twitter account, and now we know what it is. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Mitt Romney told The Atlantic that he anonymously follows political accounts, late-night comedians, athletes, and family. And based on those clues, Slate figured it out. It's a handle called at QAWS9876 with a name Pierre Delecto. And Senator Romney confirmed it is him. So people started picking apart the likes and responses, replies of Pierre Delecto before the account went private. Many of the liked tweets are ones that are kind of against President Trump, and others, though, seem to show how he feels about his fellow Republicans. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. The weekend storm was great for the resort. Snowbird getting a foot and a half. Alta, 12 inches.
That storm's gone away. We are looking at a lighter storm this morning to bring just a few scattered rain showers to the area today. And another weakening storm for the middle of the week. Otherwise, we're in for lots of sunshine. If you want things to be warming up, and again, lots of sun, well, we've got good news here to report. By the end of the week, it'll start to warm back up again. And for the weekend as well, temperatures back into the 60s with sunshine for Saturday.
Grant says you'll probably want a jacket today with highs only getting into the mid-50s along the Wasatch Front.
Opening statements begin today in a Cleveland courtroom in the latest legal battle against opioid suppliers. Two Ohio counties want to hold drug distributors accountable.
Teva Pharmaceuticals, the big pharmacy chain Walgreens, and some of the other defendants, which include large distributors like AmerisourceBergen, McKesson, the Ohio-based Cardinal Health. They all deny legal wrongdoing, but two Ohio counties, Summit and Cuyahoga, say they are responsible, in part at least, for some of the opioid crisis that has brought hundreds upon hundreds of deaths to those counties.
I think I just saw some breaking news on this story just a minute ago about their reaching a settlement. Did you see anything
about
that?
Yeah, I've got it here. That three major drug distributors and an opioid manufacturer reached a settlement to avoid the trial that was set to begin today. And so we're going to look into details of that throughout the morning. Coming up on KSL, four ways parents can cut down the risk of infant mortality.
And triple team traffic.
Southbound slowdowns Davis County between Layton and Kaysville, Farmington, Centerville, Woods Cross, and North Salt Lake. Northbound slowing usual spot between Bluffdale and Sandy. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 7:35.
Mornings sound like this. Breaking news from 5 till 9. Then a deeper dive on the news until 12 with Dave and Dujanovic. Stay updated each morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
When it comes time to trust a company with the health care of your employees or loved ones, look to Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Regence understands that the choices you make help shape the health and well-being of the people you count on the most. And when you choose Regence, you have access to a full suite of cutting-edge digital solutions to help you with your healthcare costs and award-winning customer service professionals ready to serve you. Backed by national reach and access, with all the compassion of the Blue Cross and the strength of Blue Shield, you and your employees are covered wherever they go. Regence is here to help you get the healthcare you and your employees need when you need it. Your company deserves a trusted partner to help you get the most of your healthcare investment. Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Visit us at Regence.com or talk to your local broker to find out more. Regence, proud to be serving the healthcare needs of Utah. Proud to be your partner. Regence Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah.
Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. That's right. Pay zero down on any new or used car and make zero payments until January 2020. Catch the vision at Volkswagen Southtown's 2020 sales event. See yourself buying a new wardrobe, taking that vacation, or decorating your house with all the money you'll save getting a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown for zero down and zero payments for 90 days. The next few months are going to be amazing. We can see it now. Are you in a lease and wish you'd bought, or bought a car and wish you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Start seeing a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown, located off of the west side of I-15. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details. Financing through VCI. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlands excluded.
Hey, if you're just jumping in the car this morning, President Trump, of course, withdrew his Florida Trump Doral Resort as host of G7 Summit for 2020. But for a brief time, there was consideration of a couple of resorts up in Park City that eventually were shelved over concerns that the thin air might cause some headaches and altitude sickness for those that were visiting.
Yeah. A new study shows that up to 2/3 of parents are not using best practices for safe infant sleep. ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, gives a quick rundown of four quick ways to cut down on the chance of infant mortality.
These are the four practices. If you take a look at this list, we call it back to sleep. So infants should be sleeping on their back. Something that is important that a lot of people didn't know about, room sharing is beneficial, but not bed sharing. Avoiding any soft objects or bedding, toys, blankets, and firm sleep surfaces like bassinets, much better than a real mattress.
There were 3,600 cases of sudden unexpected infant death in 2017, which includes deaths due to SIDS, unknown causes, and accidental suffocation or strangulation in bed.
Let's talk sports for a minute. No game for the Cougars this weekend, which means they'll get more time to celebrate their impressive win Saturday night against number 14 Boise State. The Cougs got two passing touchdowns from their third-string quarterback Baylor Romney.
Meanwhile, the Utah Utes are now ranked 12th in the nation in the AP and coaches' polls. The Utes took care of Arizona State on Saturday, 21-3. The Utes host California this Saturday.
By the way, Weber State also had a big win over Northern Arizona, and the Aggies won. Talk about a great weekend.
It was.
For college football in Utah.
7:39, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
And delays on I-15 continue from Bluffdale all the way to Sandy. Now big delays over on 700 East, trying to go between 86th and 80th South, where we've got a crash near that intersection. We've also got big delays along 47th and 5400 South in Taylorsville and Kearns as a crash at 54th and 40th West really gummed things up, so people look for different routes. Eric?
And you still got some slick spots on I-80 if you're heading out to Park City this morning up at Parley Summit. We've had snow on and off all morning long. Right now, it doesn't look like it's falling. I-15, Utah County, northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. 24 minutes of drive time, and that's normal. Heather?
We've got stop-and-go traffic late into Kaysville, and now we're going to see stop-and-go traffic just after the U.S. 89 split in Farmington all the way into Centerville. That is due to an earlier crash that was blocking left lanes. Cars now over on the right shoulder. And then when you get past all of that, we have a disabled vehicle southbound 15 at the top of the on-ramp from 2600 South and Woods Cross. That's blocking a right lane, and traffic there is backing up into Bountiful. Cooler temps, leaves changing color. Now's the time to come into Alpine Fireplaces. Alpine Fireplaces offers wood, electric, gas, or pellet fireplaces and stove. Visit alpinefireplaces.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's go back to Grant, standing by in the KSL Weather Center.
Big storm over the weekend, of course. Now it's just a smaller storm moving through, bringing a lot of clouds. A few scattered rain showers possible this morning. Temperatures right around 54, and then we get sunshine tomorrow. Warms up 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
In Salt Lake City this hour, 44 degrees.
This amazing accusation from Hillary Clinton that the Russians somehow are grooming a Democratic primary candidate, and she's insinuating that it's Representative Tulsi Gabbard.
Even the Democrats are shaking their head on this one.
What in the world is this conspiracy theory? Aaron Katursky broke it down for us, and we'll share that interview with you in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
You want to stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for waking up to Utah's news station. Now really is a great time to buy a home, Amanda, and that means it's a great time for our listeners to go see our friends at Utah Community Credit Union. They have mortgage experts at every one of their 18 locations that are trained to help you figure this process out before you actually get on the streets and have to worry about which home you're going to buy. You might find out you could actually buy the home that you thought was out of reach.
You might have been on the computer this weekend looking around at the neighborhood that you're interested in and thinking, oh, that house would be nice or that house would be nice. But you need to go to UCCU first. That should be your first step because, as Tim says, you'll find out what you'll qualify for and they'll help you walk through the whole process.
And by the way, there is power in that.
Yes.
When you then are sitting down with someone selling a home, you feel empowered, and you've got the experts at UCCU right behind you to help you with all of that. And it's pretty simple. You pay less in interest, you're going to pay less with your monthly payment.
And they have the lowest mortgage and construction loans and insurance rates, too.
So stop by any UCCU location. There are 18 of them to choose from. You're going to love where you bank.
Have you heard about the new all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare? The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from UnitedHealthcare includes coverage for all your healthcare needs, from medical and hospital insurance to prescription drug coverage, all rolled into one convenient plan. The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from UnitedHealthcare also offers you a low monthly premium, $0 copays on Tier 1 prescription drugs filled at Walgreens, and a free gym membership, so you have the freedom to spend your money the way you choose. Finally, the freedom you've earned in a Medicare plan you deserve. Go to AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com for all the plan details. That's AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com. Limitations and exclusions apply. Benefits and features vary by plan. AARP isn't an insurer, doesn't recommend products, and encourages you to evaluate your needs. UnitedHealthcare contracts directly with Walgreens for this plan. AARP and its affiliates are not parties to this contractual relationship. $0 copay not available at non-preferred pharmacies. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. My friend won a football scholarship at a powerhouse school, but within a year of his big send-off from a Midwestern town he had returned, he was off the team, out of school, and working night shift at the corner store. Well, a long story short, he turned the bitterness of his defeat into action. He eventually got a degree from a community college. He got into a good graduate school. He got a job at a company, and then he became a leader. And now he's a leader in one of the top companies in the world. The data about success is clear. Success is much more about resilience than it is about the right school or a big job. Ask anyone who is successful. If they're honest, they'll give you a long list of defeats. Strengthen your leadership skills. Apply at the Huntsman MBA program at USU. Currently accepting applications for spring semester. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Dave and Ujinovic.
Who knew? Senator Romney has a Twitter burner account.
And he admitted to it.
Pierre Delecto.
Senator Mitt Romney going by another name on Twitter. It's huge national news. More on why he's doing it.
Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints serving in Santiago, Chile are all safe after a weekend of violence and unrest in that country.
Second, Mitt Romney confirms, as you just heard, that he has a lurker Twitter account that he uses to follow politicians, journalists, and family members.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on the roads for you this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Several crashes southbound I-15 in Davis County, adding to slowdowns. We also have a very serious crash in Bountiful on 500 South, 400 East. It may be causing delays in all directions. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there, a few rain showers this morning, and 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 44 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Several drug companies, one drug maker, and three distributors have reportedly reached a tentative settlement deal ahead of today's federal trial on the opioid crisis. The lawsuit had been brought by two counties in Ohio. Tornadoes in East Texas set off by a line of strong storms, one touching down not far from the airport, Dallas Love Field. Jose Sanchez lives nearby.
I lost three trees in the front of my house. My front wall. We went back here to look at some of the neighbors, make sure everybody was okay. Got some trees that fell on top of houses. They lost their roofs.
No one was killed. The ceasefire worked out by Vice President Mike Pence in northern Syria is about to expire. It runs out later today, but both the Turks and the Kurds have already been accusing each other of violating it. This morning, the defense secretary says some American troops may stay in northern Syria to guard oil fields. The investigation continues at Fort Stewart, Georgia, after three soldiers were killed and three more hurt in a training accident. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Representative Tulsi Gabbard's presidential bid continues to face scrutiny after Hillary Clinton suggested she believes the Russians have got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate.
ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky joined us this morning to explain where this argument is coming from.
On its face, it's a conspiracy theory that Hillary Clinton is repeating because there's really no evidence that and Hillary Clinton didn't offer any evidence that the Russians are somehow grooming Tulsi Gabbard to be a third-party candidate and kind of directing her thoughts on foreign policy, which included a meeting with Bashar al-Assad of Syria. So there's plenty to question Gabbard about. And the question is whether this was an outlandish claim, and I think it comes from two places. One, there does seem to be a degree of undue popularity in the kind of 4chan, online space that's been known to be inhabited by Russia-controlled bots. But I think more broadly, the claim reflects a concern that Democrats have as they look backwards to try and see what lessons might apply to the 2020 campaign.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of that kind of conversation over the weekend, that maybe this is just a way of interjecting Russia back into the conversation into an election year here, because Tulsi Gabbard, of all targets, she's polling, 1 or 2% right now in the polls?
I mean, Tulsi Gabbard is not going to be the Democratic Party's nominee. There's a fear that some Democrats have that the Russians are trying to stoke a third-party candidacy. The Clinton campaign continues to harbor doubts about Jill Stein and where the drive for her campaign came from, so that there is a legitimate concern, I think, about Russian influence. Whether the Russians are specifically behind an effort to get Tulsi Gabbard a third-party candidacy and drive the enthusiasm around her, there's just no evidence of that. But it does come out of, I think, a very real fear among Democrats.
To make a statement like that with no offer of evidence is...
When Tulsi Gabbard is all over her Twitter account now saying, "I stand against everything she represents," calling Hillary tired, sick, and fragile.
The in-depth at 15 and 45.
7:49 means it's time for Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. We've got some problems out there, Andy.
Yes, we do. A lot of delays right now this morning. I-15 between Bluffdale and 90th South. Your drive from Point of the Mountain to Salt Lake City is 35 minutes right now. We've got some malfunctioning traffic lights at 80th South and 7th East. That's created quite a big northbound delay on 7th East. Also, 201 freeway slowdowns in Magna approaching 7200 West, and then from Bangor Highway all the way to Redwood Road. Eric?
And on 5400 South, from Bangor to Redwood, there's got a lot of eastbound slowing there as well. I-15 in Utah County looking good right now. Northbound, 20 minutes from Provo to Point of the Mountain. And as far as the mountain drive is concerned, looks a lot better. I-80, no delays heading up to Parley Summit, though you still have some wet roads there. Heather?
Got a lot of delays. Southbound I-15 starting in Roy all the way into North Salt Lake with several accidents scattered throughout there. There's also a pretty serious accident in Bountiful. It's on 500 South at 400 East, and it looks like it's affecting traffic in all directions, so you may need to find an alternate route to the freeway. A Legacy Parkway also has some slowdowns. People are opting for that route instead, and so you're going to see the brake light showing up between Centerville and Bountiful. Performance Automotive in Bountiful, hassle-free pricing and the best selection of pre-owned vehicles. They'll put a smile on your face. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And hello, Grant Wayman.
Morning, guys. All right. Wow. The big weekend storm that has passed. We do have more showers that are going by this morning. They have been. Most of them have been north of town. We have been seeing snow showers. You've been hearing that in the traffic cameras. Places like Top of Parley's. And those showers won't be lasting too much longer. Not a great deal of impact. By afternoon, we'll get clearing and a temperature of 54. Tomorrow, we'll call it mostly sunny. We'll see clouds going by, 60 the high. On Wednesday, 58, partly cloudy, a few scattered showers, and then plenty of sun to follow. Thursday, 52, 59 and sunny on Friday. It looks like a great Saturday. We're going to get up to 65 and sunny, and then 56 weeks on Sunday. Again, we'll see sunny skies.
I saw this meme the other day. It says, if you choose not to find joy in the snow, you will have less joy in your life but still have the same amount of snow.
Oh, that's a good point, right?
You and I both love it. And there was, what, 18 inches at Snowbird before this morning?
Yeah. So the big winner over the weekend was Snowbird. Yeah, 18. Alto reported 12. We actually headed to Park City in the afternoon yesterday. Deer Valley Resort, it was like a half a foot of snow. Took our little pup up there for the first time, saw snow.
Nice.
And, it was a winter wonderland up there.
Here it comes. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Grant. Right now, downtown, it's 44 degrees.
And we'll take another quick look at money and get your cougar tracks after a big win over the weekend next.
Finance your auto loan with Cypress Credit Union and be entered to win a Disneyland vacation. Earn entries to win one of eight getaways with every $10,000 in auto loans refinanced. Plus, you'll save big with our low rates and flexible terms. Visit cypresscu.com to get started today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
McRib is back. Get one now and add any size soft drink like Dr. Pepper for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Available for a limited time.
Ever wonder why your tires have grooves and my racing tires don't? This is Brad Keselowski, driver of number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Good tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving, and those grooves are designed for safe handling in wet conditions. To check the safety of your tire tread, grab a penny and insert the coin into your tire's grooves with Lincoln's head facing down. If all of Honest Abe's head shows above the tread, it's time to replace your tires.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
All right, let's see what's happening with Utah's money this morning. More restaurant owners are ditching the dining room and focusing on what is now being called virtual restaurants. This worries me a little bit. Those are restaurants that only offer delivery or takeout and customers order online. Two things. Need to get people out of the house so we don't become hermits. The other thing is there's a lot of jobs for cooks and for waiters and waitresses and dishwashers.
I think this is a different thing, though. I wonder whether it takes away from restaurants or whether it's just an additional thing for those nights when you want to eat in.
I don't know, but the fear is if it catches on, then, you know, these actual brick-and-mortar restaurants will go the way of brick-and-mortar stores.
I need more information. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Volvo says it will build an electric version of its flagship XC90 in a plant in South Carolina. Volvo has a goal of having half of its sales be battery-powered vehicles by the year 2025.
The animated movie Abominable will not be shown by Malaysian movie theaters because a scene in the movie shows a map supporting Chinese territory claims in the South China Sea. Vietnam already pulled the movie from theaters for the same reason. The movie was backed by a Chinese production company.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow is up 11, just a fraction. We're at 26,781. S&P is up 15. That's a 0.5%. And the NASDAQ is up 46.4. That's almost 0.6%.
What a win over the weekend for the Cougars. It's time for Cougar Tracks. Let's check in with Mitch Harper.
Can anyone figure out this BYU football team? It's been a roller coaster of a season for the Cougars, and Saturday night epitomized that. BYU pulled off another upset, this time against the number 14 ranked Boise State Broncos with a 28-25 win at home. Head coach Kalani Sitake was thrilled with his team's performance.
Extremely proud of our players. Our assistant coaches worked their tails off for this win, and so glad we were able to put it together and have a great game plan. Had some new guys get opportunities to play. Had a true freshman start at right tackle for us and was really pleased with the way he played the game against a physical defense. And just really happy with the guys that stepped up and made plays. We always talked about our depth and getting opportunities to play and making sure that they're ready. And I was really proud of it.
BYU is now 3-4 on the season, with a bye week coming up this week. For more on the Cougar football team, check out kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Dad, this is my new boyfriend.
Snake!
What's up?
Well, now that he's out of prison, all Snake wants is to become a banker, like you. Don't you just love his dollar sign tattoo?
Life can add stress to your heart. Fortunately, no hospital network is more skilled at improving heart health than Mountain Star Healthcare. Take a free online heart risk assessment at MountainStar.com. What makes us better makes you better.
Shopping. Don't you just love shopping?
Yes, I'll take those in black, brown, and chartreuse.
The fashion, the excitement, the sales.
On sale? I'll take three.
But do you know who loves shopping even more than you?
Of course you can start a fitting room for me.
The woman who opened a credit card in your name.
Oh, here's my card. Just put it all in there.
You should have had power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union with 24/7 identity theft protection to alert you if your personal information has been compromised. And now she's heading to the jewelry counter. Can someone stop that woman? Make sure your identity is protected. Get power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union. You can't do today without it. Insured by NCUA. Restrictions apply. Credit monitoring provided by TransUnion. Recovery services provided by InfoArmor, Inc. Visit ssfcu.org/protect.
A once-in-a-lifetime.
There was a car on top of the tracks. The driver still in the vehicle.
Never to repeat.
And I heard the horn from a train coming pretty fast, anywhere between 50 and 80 miles an hour.
Breathtaking act of heroism.
And got him out a second before that train hit that vehicle.
We thank our men and women in uniform for the things they do, little and big. From your friends at KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
7:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, still a lot of delays in I-15 going from Bluffdale up through the South Interchange. That alone is going to take you over 30 minutes of travel time. 215 starting to slow as you go from Union Park over towards I-15. Big delays, 54th, 47th, and 4100 South between 56th and Bangor. Earlier crash on 21st South near Redwood gone, but slowdown still between Bangor and 215. Eric?
Got slowdowns Foothill Drive northbound from I-80 up to the University of Utah. And now some slowing going by State Street for westbound I-80. We did have a crash reported there earlier. I-15 Utah County, no problems, but getting out of Saratoga Springs, kind of tough on Pioneer Crossing. Eastbound traffic slowing up as you go past Saratoga Road. Heather?
A lot of off and on delays. Southbound I-15 starting at Riverdale Road all the way into North Salt Lake, and multiple crashes through there as well. Nominate someone you love for a free carpet cleaning from Zero Res, or schedule your own and pay just $33 per room. Minimums apply. Online at ZeroResSaltLake.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, today's high going to be 54. That's well below seasonal norms. Tomorrow, knocking on the door of 60. And at night, it's going to be cold down near the freezing mark. It's 44 right now.
8 o'clock, time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day.